This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and it's what everybody is talking about, Kennedy. The two-hour debate. It's happening tonight, 8 o'clock. It's going to be in South Carolina. Who's going to take the stage, Kennedy, you ask?
Who's going to take the stage, I ask?
Former Vice President Joe Biden. Bloomberg. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar, as well as billionaire Steyer. And I just don't care because I want to hear you two debate the important things in life. Producer Dan, please take it away.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the Mix 104.1 studios in Brighton, Massachusetts. Since the dawn of man, people have been on opposite sides regarding the great questions of our time. Who created the universe? Why are we here? Is Route 1 a viable place to spend your time? And as we move past the barbaric dark ages, we began to use logic and reason to define our arguments. We will do so again today. I am your moderator, Daniel Adam Breslin III, Esquire. And this is K&K Debate Club. Route 1 and all that its light touches, yay or nay. To argue the affirmative is one Kennedy Elsley, and for the negative, Annie Dow. You will both have 1 minute to state your case. Ladies, I want a clean fight, touch gloves, and let's go.
Oh.
Kennedy,
yes.
You have the floor.
I do. All right.
I will set the timer for you, Producer Dan, if you'd like.
Sure.
I've never understood the rivalry of North Shore, South Shore. Perhaps it's because I lived in the middle for so long. And even though I am a South Shore girl now, I will never let go of my North Shore faves. Why do we need to be so divisive? I met a woman who lives in the North Shore, and her best friend is on the South Shore, and they'll only see each other once a year because they don't want to go over the bridge. People, it's just a bridge. A bridge to take you up into the wonderful world of Route 1. Are you hungry? So many restaurants on Route 1. You could eat a different meal every day for 6 months and still have more places to try. Where else can you be watched over by an orange dinosaur while grabbing a delicious donut at Cane's? You don't have to travel all the way to Italy to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We've got the Leaning Tower of Pizza. Does the South Shore have the largest cactus in Massachusetts? I think not. Mm. Shopping, they've got it all. Literally, there's nothing Route 1 doesn't have. One time I got waxed, grabbed a new pair of boots, inked up a new tattoo, and had a three-way at Kelly's, all without hitting a stoplight. Topsfield Fair? Can't get there without Route 1. You need a pool and want to buy Christmas decor in the same building? They've got it. Not one, but two establishments to watch the ladies dance. Can you do these things on the South Shore? Of course you can. Not on one street. Politics, religion, and the love or hate of Justin Bieber have divided us as a people. So let this be the thing that brings us together. South Shore, North Shore, it doesn't matter. We can all be Bay States together, and that starts by taking the first step of crossing the Tobin.
Wonderful argument. Wonderful argument.
A little long, but really good, Kennedy.
And now for the negative. South Shore's own, Andy Dow.
They say a broken clock is right twice a day. Route 1 is that broken clock. Smashed, and then run over by a car, and then thrown into the ocean. It's wrong as Carson is right. I'm not sure where to start with Route 1. Is it the fact that it's the ugliest road in these United States of America? It's constant traffic, strip malls, obnoxious signs. I could go on and on. The fact that it takes you 76 miles minimum to find a place to turn around?
Stop.
If I want to bang a Yui, I'd like to do it within 1 mile. This is a free country, Kennedy. I do as I please with my vehicle. The way I feel when I'm forced to drive on Route 1 is like a hot summer day. When your popsicle drips all over your fingers and they're sticky, then you touch your face with that horrible fake blue syrup and you can't grab your water bottle because your fingers are too sticky and your throat is so dry. And that stress that you feel, that's Route 1. What is it that you like about Rue 1, Kennedy? The chain Italian restaurants that you were talking about? The strip clubs? The only
yes.
thing I can wrap my big, beautiful brain around is Kowloon. I'll never speak a bad word about that place. We'll just pick it up and move it to Quincy. That's the only solution. Speaking of Quincy, you live there now. There is no driving north of the Tobin. You have a reputation to uphold. There's no reason for you to be driving to this godforsaken road that's basically swampland Florida, planted in Saugus, other than for our big game party. So if our beautiful Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. leads us back to Kowloon next February, I'll see you there. Other than that, don't even think about Route 1. I don't want to have to call Quincy police on you. And trust me, I know a guy.
All right.
There you have it. Two great arguments.
617-931-1234. Kennedy for the North Shore. Annie against the North Shore. Who won our debate? Heidi from West Roxbury. Who are you going to be voting for, Annie or Kennedy?
Kennedy, Route 1, all the way. Got you back, girl.
Woohoo! Thank
Stupid.
You.
Emily is from Rockland. Good morning, Emily.
Hello.
Who won the debate, Kennedy or Annie?
Obviously, Annie.
Got a girl.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, bye. You too. Bye-bye. Ava's from Quincy. Let me guess who you're voting for.
I'm going to guess for vote for Annie.
Yeah, imagine that.
Q-Town baby.
She's from Quincy, Kennedy.
Yeah, I get that. But the idea is that you have to go on what the debate was, not what you like.
Right.
But it's
well,
hard.
I agree with the debate no matter what. No
All right. Thank you, Ava.
Amazing.
Yep.
Helena is from Hull. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Kennedy.
What?
I know, I know. And I grew up in Quincy, and I went to North Quincy High just like Annie, and I love Annie, but I'm a lot older than Annie, and I like Route 1. I can totally understand what Kennedy's saying.
I don't know who you are. You're not a Raider. I'll tell you that.
All right. Thanks for
so
calling
much.
In, Helena. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. It's time to announce the winner. We are split there, 4-4 with a tie, Kennedy.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I get the deciding vote.
You do?
I do. Yes, I do. You didn't check the guidelines of the debate. And I would like to say congratulations to our winner, Kennedy.
Shocking.
Kennedy wins.
Really? I really thought Annie killed me. I'm not going to lie.
I know. It's really nice of you.
I really thought yours was quite good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's only because I said you were wrong.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I know.
I got your back, Kennedy.
You're a real unbiased and partial.
You don't have my back.
Judge.
You just definitely
She took
don't
a
have
shot
hers.
At me. That means you win. That's all I'm saying.
It's all about
nice job,
you.
Kennedy.
As the moderator, I don't let it. Debates don't work that way.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
The only honest man here, Daniel Adam Breslin.
All right. Let's see.
Esquire.
Esquire, the third.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.